Support for TPR comes from UT San Antonio, offering degree programs and research focused on workforce development, student success, and health innovation across Texas. UTSA.edu. UT San Antonio, the University of Ambition.
Welcome to Fronteras, a program that explores issues at the border and beyond through the lens of arts, culture, and history. I'm Norma Martinez with Texas Public Radio in San Antonio. St. Mary's Strip, just north of downtown San Antonio, was in its heyday in the 1980s and early 90s compared to Austin's 6th Street with a legendary bar and music scene. One bar was the place to have a drink, or several, and listen to a revolving door of bands that spanned genres. Salute was considered the epicenter of the Conjunto Antejano scene at the time. It hosted legends Flaco Jimenez, Eva Ibarra, Doug Sam, Augie Myers, Randy Garibay, and Esteban Steve Jordan, to name a few. Salute International Bar opened in 1987 and closed its doors 25 years later. Thousands of patrons, musicians, poets, and artists were drawn to the bar with a neon pink sign. Aseneth Gonzalez Dominguez opened the bar with her then-husband Gilbert Dominguez in the back room of their dry cleaning business.
The husband and I saw the changes that were happening in the area, and we decided to, both of us, I started saving ideas, putting ideas down in a folder and pictures. He was all for it, so we decided to apply for a license, a liquor license, which was not easy to do, to get a full license. We slowly, Gil and I, did a lot of the work ourselves, even that metal ceiling. We were with brooms holding the stick up and putting the glue on the back of the metal and just, you know, trying to get it together. I mean, we did a lot of hard work. But in the back room, which eventually became part of Salute, we had the cleaners still going in there. Because I would go and deliver the clothes and come back and I'd be the waitress, because we used the equipment for collateral to get the loan.
Over the course of time, Salute's reputation was on the rise as Dominguez's marriage was unraveling, and that left her in the unenviable position of being a somewhat inexperienced female bar owner in a very male profession.
Because there were so many things happening so quickly, my marriage started falling apart really quick. I was raised in another type of upbringing, my strict Baptist background. Gil knew more about the bar business than I did. It was scary for me because I wasn't raised in that environment. It was I didn't know how to behave. I used to cry when I would see a stain on the bar stools or something, or an ashtray was missing, or my barware was disappearing. It was just so traumatic for me. It was like it was my home.
Live music was what put Salute on the map in the late 80s and early 90s. Aseneth Dominguez says bands generally gravitated there.
The musicians started coming in on their own, word of mouth, I'm assuming, because they started asking for gigs, because Gil and I were music lovers. We were music hounds. So live music hounds. So it was just, it seemed natural. It just seemed natural. I used to love to see everybody just smiling and having a good time and making friends. It just instantaneously speaking to someone that they didn't even know is like, it was so natural.
Those musicians were then and now considered icons. One Conjunto legend in particular was a central figure in Aseneth Dominguez's life, Esteban Steve Jordan, known as the Jimi Hendrix of the accordion and El Parche for the signature snakeskin eye patch he wore over his right eye. Jordan smashed together genres while taking his instrument to new heights. That's Steve Jordan and his band from an undated performance recorded at Salute. Jordan and Aseneth Dominguez were longtime romantic partners. She was by his side when Jordan died from liver cancer in 2010. Dominguez still carries the grief from Jordan's death. Her sense of loss was further complicated by the sale of Salute. The building was purchased and the bar was forced to shut its doors in 2012 after 25 years. She says it was a bitter time that took a toll on her health.
I think that everything that happened, I think really my heart broke. I really felt that it was my health declined from Steve's 4 years of his illness. Salute having, well, he got sold. There's nothing I could do about it. He owned the building. But the way everything happened, I think my heart broke. To watch Stefan with such energy that we both had, I gave him, and we fed off of each other's energy. I think that's when I really started feeling ill. And then losing Salute, because it was my safe haven.
Salute has been closed for 14 years, but the art that once decorated its walls has found a temporary home at the San Antonio Central Library. We'll hear more next on Fronteras.
Broadway Bank, in partnership with the San Antonio Food Bank, have started their Summer Snacks for Kids campaign, providing children in low-income households with nutritious food that they lose access to during the summer. All donations go directly toward buying nutritious snacks for kids in need. Details are at broadway.bank/snacks.
So, that extra car you're not using anymore. Maybe it's seen better days. Maybe you've tried selling it and couldn't. But you know it's worth something. Donate it. We'll take care of everything. Visit tpr.careasy.org to learn more.
Welcome back to Fronteras. I'm Norma Martinez with Texas Public Radio in San Antonio. Every city has that one bar, the one that still plays a central role in the stories you tell when you catch up with your old crew, the one where you met your spouse, the one where you got into that legendary fight, the one where you saw the best live show you've ever heard, and the one that had the coldest beer. Salute was that one bar for many San Antonians who partied on the St. Mary's Strip in the late 80s into the early aughts. It was a bar with a dancing floor, a DJ, and a small bandstand where Conjunto and Tejano bands played the soundtrack to that era. Salute was also a place where local artists found a home. From hand-drawn sketches on napkins, to posters, to paintings and portraits from artists like Vincent Valdez and Jesse Trevino, the walls of Salute were crammed with color and creativity. Salute was founded by husband and wife team Gilbert and Azeneth Dominguez. After their marriage fell apart, Azeneth became the sole owner. Azeneth says in the 25 years she ran Salute from 1997 to 2012, artists felt drawn to the space with a bright pink neon sign.
The artists just started coming in. Could I put this up on the wall? And you know what? I give Salute credit because other restaurants started exhibiting arte that they had never done before. We started doing poetry, sitting out on the patio, on the ground, like the beatnik days, you know, just enjoying cooking fajitas, not necessarily fajitas, but machitos, which Gil used to love to do for the Alamo Heights people that had never heard of machitos. And he used to get a big kick out of introducing them to machitos. It was just a happy place where people just wanted to hang.
Azeneth Dominguez held on to much of the art that hung in Salute. A lot of it had not seen the light of day since the bar closed in 2012. But the art, the flyers, the newspaper clippings, and other ephemera are now hanging on the walls of the San Antonio Central Library. Dominguez says she struggled at first to go through these cherished objects that were tied to a painful moment in time when she closed the bar after the building was purchased in 2012. But she was glad she did it.
I hide things from myself because I could not bring myself to look at it. Things in the closet, way in the back, or in crates, and other stuff piled on top of them behind my mattress is in there, where I didn't really want to see it because I wasn't ready. And when I saw this, it just reminded me of how beautiful it all is.
One person who saw and recognized the beauty of it all is Bonnie Ilsa Cisneros. She's an educator and writer who started going to Salute in the early 2000s when she was living and working nearby as a teacher. She describes her time there as transformative.
The moment I walked in to the bar for the first time, there was a, you know, a vinyl DJ playing in the corner, and I thought, where am I? What happened? I had been traveling a lot. When I found Salute, or it found me, I started seeing the city, appreciating the culture in a way that maybe I hadn't growing up, and I sort of found myself in the bar, and I, over the years, as Aneth and I became friends, and I found myself there, sitting next to Azaneth. I asked her, you know, do you have at the time Facebook, right? Do you have a Facebook? You know, no, I don't, Miha. And so I said, I asked her permission, and so I made a Facebook page for her and started helping her promote the shows. And just over, you know, sitting on that stool, we just forged a friendship, and that continues to this day. And right away, I knew, like, this place is part of our history, and it's. I couldn't foresee the ending, but I knew that there was so much to be proud of. The musicians, the artists, the community that was forged, all about the music. So, yes, it did change my life.
Bonnie Cisneros has long wanted to memorialize the space that meant so much to her and to others. She recently received an individual artist grant from the City of San Antonio Department of Arts and Culture. She used part of that grant to build on a project 14 years in the making. That project has been realized in a group art and archive exhibition called En Vivo Desde Salute, Conjunto Music, Chicano Art y Mucho Corazón in San Antonio. Cisneros curated the exhibit in collaboration with Salute's owner, Azaneth Dominguez. It's temporarily on display at the San Antonio Central Library Art Gallery as part of its Latino Collection and Resource Center. Cisneros brainstormed how to archive and document Salute's story.
And so it just sort of clicked, and it dawned on me that this is such a visual story, right? Because Azaneth saved everything, you know, the posters, the photos, the mementos. She held on to it where, you know, she didn't have to, but she did. And so I knew that the story needed to be told in a visual way. And so we just started working on pulling from her archives and piecing it together in a way that I hope makes sense in a visual way.
Those posters and mementos that decorated Salute and were stashed in Azaneth Dominguez's personal belongings tells the story chronologically, with collaged newspaper articles about the bar's earliest years and posters promoting the musicians and bands. The exhibit also includes items with various display cases. One such vitrine has personal photos taken by Bonnie and Azaneth. Dozens of photos show Azaneth smiling with her patrons and musicians in action.
I had my little Canon Elf, and I would document shows and different things once I started going. And that I see it as a third wave that I was part of. You know, there was the early years, the heyday, and then there was like kind of a middle, like kind of a lull area where the strip was sort of in decline. And then these musicians and DJs from this new generation started bringing it back to life in a way. And like I was part of that last era. So I wanted the photos to kind of touch on each of those eras and highlight some of the, I mean, superstars, right?
Other original artwork and photo prints are displayed on the library walls, including a striking expressionist painting of an accordion player with shaggy black hair in a plain white t-shirt and baggy tan pants. The viewer can barely make out the faces of the crowd from the darkened audience. The air conditioning vent in the gallery is causing the painting to flap against the wall.
This painting, it always hung in the bar. Robert de la Fuente, it was always there, and it was currently in Azaneth's living room, but I definitely wanted to give it a place of honor, and I love how the you can see the AC kind of gives it that movement, and they were like, well, should we try to fix it to the wall? And I was like, no, I like that it's moving, right?
Salute was known for the Conjunto and Tejano legends that graced its stage. And for a few days out of the year, Salute was ground zero for attendees of the annual Tejano Conjunto festivals who didn't want the party to end.
The Tejano Conjunto festival, for the first, 20-something years of its existence, Salute was the official, unofficial after-party location of the Conjunto festival. So Azaneth's collection of posters that always hung above the door, I definitely wanted to include them because, again, they're part of our, like, our legacies and there's so much to be proud of.
DJs were also central to entertainment at Salute when there weren't any bands on stage. A DJ setup is displayed in a corner of the gallery adjacent to a mock bandstand with a bass drum adorned with a torn-up duct-taped image of the Virgen de Guadalupe and an original stool from Salute.
And then DJ Plata, Eddie Hernandez, is one of his earliest setups. He was very adamant that he wanted to show it because, again, like, Salute was at the forefront of the vinyl DJ renaissance, and so it was very important to us to show that.
A QR code is set up next to the turntables for visitors to download a soundtrack that captures the spirit of Salute. That soundtrack is curated by DJ Plata and bar owner Asenet Dominguez. Curator Bonnie Cisneros is herself a DJ. She goes by DJ Despeinada. It's another chapter of her life that began at Salute.
You know, it was the first time that I put a needle to the record was at Salute and called myself DJ Despeinada. And, you know, I said, Asenath, you know, I'm thinking about DJing. And she's like, okay, when do you want to start? And so it all stemmed there. Like, I can see how, like, everything I do now, it sparked off at Salute.
The legacy of the late Conjunto pioneer Esteban Steve Jordan is evident in the exhibit. He was a frequent performer at Salute and had a long romantic relationship with bar owner Asenet Dominguez until his death from liver cancer in 2010. Exhibit curator Bonnie Cisneros.
At a certain point, Esteban decided that he didn't want pictures, and so that was an unspoken and spoken rule. There was no cameras allowed. Imagine that nowadays.
Oh, no.
You know, you could see Steve Jordan on Friday nights for $10.
But there is one photo of Steve Jordan at Salute that was turned into a piece of art that's on display in the exhibit. It's a triptych by photographer Joanna Armijo Samarron. It's an image of Jordan, the camera catching him in profile in action. The image in triplicate is shaded in psychedelic swirls of pink, blue, and green. It plays into his reputation as the Jimi Hendrix of the accordion.
The psychedelic, right? And this photo, I feel like, just really captures that. And you could see the intensity on his face and his hand. I like to look at his hand because I think about, like, you know, the accordion and how the hand is, like, integral, right?
To the right of the triptych is a portrait of bar owner and Jordan's partner, Asenath Dominguez. It's called Lone Star Asenath. It features a painting of Asenath with her signature bangs and shoulder-length brown hair, centered within the Lone Star Beer logo, and cleverly placed directly across from Lone Star on the opposite end of the gallery is the only other portrait of Dominguez. It's a photo collage by San Antonio native Vincent Valdez. In it, Asenath stands, arms down and hands clasped, looking up over her right shoulder at the neon pink Salute sign. She's superimposed over the nighttime landscape of downtown San Antonio.
We have Vincent Valdez mirroring this portrait by Rigoberto Luna, another patron of the bar and friend of Asenath's. And so it's just so iconic, right? Like, she's just so beautiful. And I feel like the artist knew and they felt that and they immortalized her in this way that I feel like she's looking over everything here.
As we make our way chronologically through the exhibit nearing the demise of Salute, we see some of the physical remnants of the bar that Asenath Dominguez managed to save, including glass blocks from the bar. The blocks are backlit with a pink light and cornered under a TV that's screening videos filmed at and about Salute, created by filmmakers Ian Tyler Ibarra and Dagoberto Patman.
We were all crying when we first saw it. You know, one day Tyler and I were, well, he was literally under her house pulling him out. And so we could kind of, again, give that impression with the lights and the glass and how it created, because her aesthetics are so important. Her taste, her choices, the marble, the glass, the neon, the silver, it all created this space that felt like another world. And that was all her vision.
And in a casket-like glass enclosure are scattered, curved, smoked glass tubes, the almost unrecognizable remnants of the Salute neon sign. They lay atop marble dance floor tiles, and the vitrine also contains a photo that holds bittersweet memories. It's a nighttime photo taken outside of Salute on its last night.
The mariachis, right, at the end, the last night, we all went onto the street and kind of said our goodbyes, and so this photo shows us all out there.
What has served as a source of comfort are the memories that people still hold of Salute, including the regulars who showed up at the exhibit's opening.
It was really painful to see things again and to stir up the memories. But when I walked in here, it was just so beautiful. And it made it all worth it because it was a lot of hard work. My Salute people made everything very, very special. It became familia, to be honest with you.
There's nothing but, like, love and pride left over. I'm sad that there is no place now where I could say, like, okay, we're going to go to this place and see one of the, you know, local elder conjunto legends or whatever in a place where everybody might be there, right? Like, that makes me sad that I don't have that particular place to go anymore. But I think that's why it was so important for us and for me to, like, memorialize it and make sure that people knew that that it happened and we were there. And like Azaneth would say, like, if you were there, you were there, mija, you know, and we were there. So, yeah.
And the exhibit has one last stop for people who were there and for those who are just learning about Salute for the first time, a place for them to write their own memories or reflections on 3x5 index cards and post them on a community board. When TPR visited, we spotted the following messages. Salute, lots of good vibes and memories. Salute is where I met two of the three loves of my life. And, Daddy, why is that man playing a typewriter? As for Azaneth Dominguez, who says she's closer to 80 than 70, her plans are to stay healthy for her great-grandchildren, Lucas, Sophia, and Noah. The exhibit, En Vivo Desde Salute, Conjunto Music, Chicano Art y Mucho Corazón in San Antonio, is on display through June 6th at San Antonio's Central Library Art Gallery. And just as Salute was the official unofficial after party of the Tejano Conjunto Festival, there may be an unofficial after party somewhere on the St. Mary's Strip after the exhibit's close. If you were there, you were there. We close out the program with music from the curated Salute playlist. It's Eva Ibarra's original homage and tribute to Azaneth Dominguez. Fronteras editors are Dan Katz and Yvette Benavides. The program is produced by Maria Navarro and Norma Martinez. Charanga Cakewalk composed our theme music. Hear past episodes at tpr.org and on the Fronteras podcast. I'm Norma Martinez with Texas Public Radio in San Antonio. Thanks for listening. 87.